He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go, Jesus, that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. Oh, He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world I go, that I have found a Savior. He's sweet, I know. And God, not only are you sweet and the most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, I was reminded last night that as we begin our morning prayer this morning, that you never fail. I'm so grateful, God, that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And because you never failed me before, God, you'll never fail me right now. And Lord, you'll never fail me in my future. I'm so grateful that I know you as my God. I'm so grateful that I know you as my Savior. God, I'm so grateful that I know you as my rock. I'm so grateful that I know you as my Redeemer. I'm so grateful that I know you as my Savior. I'm so grateful, God, that I know you as my strong tower, my deliverer, my wake maker, the air that I breathe, the source of my strength, God, the very strength of my life. Lord, I'm glad that I know you, that you are the lover of my soul. So I can rise up in the morning early to pray when you tell us that we should get up and pray, because it's an opportunity for us to be able to find you before we find ourselves caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the day. Because life, God, is filled with many swift transitions. And Lord, it like we shall have tribulations, Lord. But as I rise this morning, I'm not worried about the tribulations. I'm not worried about the storm clouds. I'm not worried about the strong winds. But I have a Savior, God, that's always going to be there for me. I have a rock that will never leave me nor ever forsake me. I serve a God who sits high and looks low and who is in control of my present, who controlled my past, and who definitely will order my footsteps in my future. And so, Lord, I'm so grateful that I'm able to rise this morning and give unto you a sacrifice of praise. Thank you for waking me up this morning, God, and allowing us, God, those that have joined me on this call this morning, thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. We won't take a day for granted. And as Bishop Moody says, I won't let a day go by without praising you. Because, God, you are worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy to be lifted up, and you're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up, because your word tells us that if we take time to lift you up, you'll draw. And, Lord, what I need from you this morning, God, is to be in your presence. So draw me nearer, precious Savior. Draw me nearer, precious Lord, because I need to be by your side. I need to be in your presence. I need to be in your glory, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, God. That means you bring light to us. When we're willing to offer unto you a sacrifice, Lord, you will bring about unto us a brand new, refreshing life. God, you don't do old things, because you tell us that old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become as new. Thank you for this brand new day that you have made. Thank you for your new mercies, God, that I did not see yesterday, because your mercies are new every single morning. I don't have to worry about using yesterday's mercies or last week's mercies. But, Lord, you will bless me today with brand new mercies. To think I belong to you, Lord, there is no good thing that you will withhold from me, because I love you with all of my heart, my mind, and my soul, and I fear you, God, with the most awesome respect, because you alone are my God. Thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind, for I had a mind to pray. I had a mind to seek your face. I had a mind to submit myself. And, Lord, when my mind is stayed on you, your word declares that you'll keep me in perfect peace, God. And I thank you, because I know your word. Your word has been hidden in my heart, Lord, and it helps me to not to sin against thee. And I'm grateful, God, that I don't care what no one else says. I don't care what no one else believes. But, Lord, when I pray, it's important for me to declare your word in my life, because your word will never return back unto you void. But, God, your word, it will accomplish what you set forth for to accomplish. And your word says I've been delivered. Your word says I've been set free. Your word says I have the victory. Your word says I'm no longer old, but I'm new, God. And your word says I shall win in the end. Thank you for your word, and thank you for an opportunity to get into your presence and to get into your glory and to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise on this morning. Now, Father, I pray that you would shape us and mold us into the vessels that we need to be today. Lord, I don't know what we have ahead for us today, but I serve a God who knows my future. You know my ending from my beginning, and you work your way back to me where you need to step on in. God, I say yes to your will right now, and I say yes to your way. Lord, come no more and have your way in my heart, have your way in my mind, have your way in my soul, and have your way in my life. Get the glory out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. God, if there's an obstacle in my way, God, get the glory. If there's a trap that the enemy tries to set before me, Lord, get the glory, because I know that no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I already have the victory. I've already won, because I know that the God that I serve will fight for me. There's no battle, God, that you can win. There's no weapon that you cannot defeat. There's no enemy that you cannot put back down. You shall fight for me, because the battle don't belong to me. And no longer will I fight the fight, God, that I've been trying to fight in my flesh, because this is not a spiritual battle. I mean, this is not a physical battle, but it is spiritual warfare, and we can't fight spirits with our flesh. We'll always lose. We'll always be defeated. But, Lord, I surrender to you right now, because I know that you will fight for me. And since you know my steps that I should take, and since you know my ending from my beginning, Lord, I surrender to you, and I let you lead, guide, and direct me. I let you direct my pathways. I let you order my footsteps, and as I surrender to you, God, there's no good thing that you would withhold from me, and Lord, there's no place that you'll lead me that you won't, God, protect me, keep me, and bring me through. Thank you for ordering my footsteps. And thank you for knowing the plans that you have for my very life. And since you know the plan, and since you have the victory, and since you know the way to go, Lord, I look to you. I look to the author and the finisher of my faith to give me the victory today. Again, Lord, I don't know what you have ordered for me today, because your word declares that I have not seen. Ear hath not heard, neither has it even entered into my heart the good things that you have in store for those that fear you. God, that's a day-to-day promise, Lord, that you have something good in store for me. Yes, God, trouble may be in my way, and yes, I may have to cry sometime, but Lord, I don't have to lay awake at night, because I have a guarantee that everything is going to be all right. For your word declares that, and we know that all things work together for the good. God, I'm grateful, God, because I've been called according to your purpose. And Lord, and I love you. I love you with all of my heart. I love you with all of my mind. And I love you with all of my soul. So since I love you and I'm a part of your called generation, Lord, everything that comes my way will work together for my good. Because again, the Lord will fight for me. I don't care if I'm going through the fire, you will fight for me. I don't care if I'm troubled on every hand, every side, you will fight for me. I don't care if the enemy puts 1,000 people against me, you will fight for me. And with God on my side, Bishop Blake tells us that I am the majority. God, it can be 1,000,000 people, but if you and me are on the same side, I have the majority on my side. So, Lord, in this day, as you take us through this day, Lord, I pray that you would order our footsteps. Lord, I pray that you would have your way. Lord, I pray that you would lead, guide, and direct us so that the glory of the Lord, it will rise among us on this day. And when your glory rise, God, that's all I need. Your glory, God, is what I long for. Your glory is what I need, God. And your presence, God, is what I'm desiring. I have a hunger and I have a thirst for more of your righteousness today. I have a hunger and thirst to be in your presence, Lord. David said, as the deer panteth after the water brook, so does my soul. My soul longs for thee. And so that's why I get up early in the morning to pray. Lord, I'm out of town. Lord, I'm actually at a point of resting, but Lord, you're still worthy of a sacrifice. You're still worthy of the praise. You're still worthy of the honor, because you're the one that will bless me. And God, you're the one that is blessing me. And God, you're the one that has blessed me, God, because you remain my God no matter where I'm at. So God, be the way maker today. God, be the provider today. God, be the strong tower today. God, be the miracle worker today. God, be the sweet God that I know that you are, I know that you've been, and I know that you shall be. God, be everything that we need for you to be today. And God, get the glory out of our lives. Order our footsteps, lead, guide, and direct us, and fight for us. You told us to be strong in the power of your might. Be strong. We have strength in you. And God, you will fight for us. And so, Lord, I surrender to you, not my will. Lord, we declare right now, let thine will be done. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for keeping us. And we thank you, God, for everything that you will do. Lord, I pray for peace there for those that are in bereaved situation. Lord, I pray for the Coulter family during their time of bereavement. Lord, I pray for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania during the loss of their bishop, Bishop Benjamin Ravenel. I call on the name of Bishop Lewis, Bishop Glimp, God, dear friends of mine, evangelist, missionary Nikhil Washington, and that entire family and that entire jurisdiction during their time of bereavement. I pray that you would encourage them and strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the Bishop Vincent Matthews during their time of bereavement. God, I pray that you would encourage that family, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. And then those that are still yet alive in the land of the living, Lord, I pray that you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh today. God, that our sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will dream dreams and old men will see vision, God. And you would even pour out upon your maidservants and your men servants, God, that you will get the glory out of our lives. We are living in the last and evil days. And you've called us as the church of God in Christ to be a church that will season the world. We can season the world because we're not fighting this battle on our own in our flesh. But every weapon that comes up against us, we're fighting against it with the power of prayer. We're fighting it against it with the power of praise. And we're fighting it with the prayer, with the power of submission to your will. God, if we say yes to our Lord, then God, we know that you will lead us, guide us, and direct us in the name of Jesus. I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would lead, guide, and direct him. Grant him safe traveling mercies as he continues on his travels across the state of Virginia during the various district meetings. And, Lord, I pray for families everywhere. I pray for our loved ones that are not saved. Lord, I pray for our coworkers that are not saved. Lord, I even pray for the stranger that you allow us to come across today that is not saved. Allow us to season them and to be a light and to those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. God, get the glory out of our lives. I love you, I magnify you, and I glorify you this morning. Get the glory out of our lives, and we'll be careful to give it all over to you, the honor and the praise. For it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen and amen.